The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we've got something new on the calendar this time around. North Carolina's own Jay Cole, who grew up in Fayetteville, will hold a music festival in Raleigh this fall. Dreamville Festival, which will feature local music, culture, food, and art, will be held at Dorothea Dix Park on September 15th. The multi-stage festival will include a mix of up-and-comers and national acts. The full lineup is expected to be released soon, and organizers are expecting to make this an annual festival. Our entire Dreamville team is proud to finally unveil details about Dreamville Festival, something which has been a long-time dream for all of us, especially Cole. That from Ibrahim I.B. Hamad, president of Dreamville Records, and Jay Cole's manager. We hope to give back to the community with a celebration of all the things that make Raleigh and North Carolina itself so great. Music, food, art, culture, and more. This event will ultimately give Cole a chance to make a direct impact to the people that helped shape who he is today. VIP packages for the Dreamville Festival will include perks like early festival entry, premium viewing areas, access to a VIP bar and restrooms. The Dreamville Festival will donate proceeds to the Dorothea Dix Park Conservancy and the Dreamville Foundation, a nonprofit Jay Cole founded in 2011 to bridge the gap between the worlds of opportunity and the urban youth of Fayetteville. Once again, that's the Dreamville Festival coming up at Dorothea Dix Park on September 15th. All right, looking at a rundown for Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. By the way, the number there for more details, 919-996-8700. All right, through May 20th, we've got A Night with Janis Joplin. Like a comet that burns far too brightly to last, Janis Joplin exploded onto the music scene in 1967 and almost overnight became the queen of rock and roll. The unmistakable voice, filled with raw emotion and tinged with southern comfort, made her a must-see headliner from Monterey to Woodstock. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Wednesday, May 9th, Brigham Young University Ballroom Dance Company presents Swing and Sway. The dance company is recognized both nationally and internationally as a treasured and unique university dance ensemble. Their production, Swing and Sway, is a spectacular show that presents ballroom dance in a theatrical environment with a contemporary point of view. Its innovative choreography is compelling, engaging, and just plain fun. Memorial Auditorium at 7 on Wednesday, May 9th. Thursday, May 10th, Who's Live Anyway? The current cast members of the Emmy-nominated TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway? Are proud to present their new improv tour. It's 90 minutes of hilarious improvised comedy and song, all based on audience suggestions. Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock. The cast members are Ryan Stiles, Greg Props, and Jeff B. Davis, and Joel Murphy. Friday and Saturday, May 11 and 12, the Krueger Brothers, North Carolina Symphony Pop Series. Based in North Carolina, the Krueger Brothers represent the spirit of exploration at the core of the American musical tradition. Trained in classical and jazz and having traveled the world with their unique fusion of folk, jazz, and classical, the Krueger Brothers make their subscription debut with their Home State Symphony, May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each night. That's Friday and Saturday, May 11 and 12. Saturday, May 12th, Brandy Carlile with very special guest Brandy Clark. By the way, I Forgive You is not an album about forgiveness in the easy sense, where someone has hurt you and then suddenly there's a great reconciliation and a remorse-filled scene with two people running across the golden wheat field toward an embrace that somehow undoes a lifetime of pain and damage, as if the past has no meaning. It's about radical acceptance, not to be confused with complacency, and unconditional love. Memorial Auditorium at 8 o'clock for Brandy Carlile. Sunday, May 13th, The Power and the Glory, Triangle Youth Brass Band, May Mandy Concert Hall at 4. May 16th through the 27th, Daddy Long Legs, this is Theater Raleigh, a heartwarming Cinderella story about a witty and winsome young woman and her mysterious benefactor, based on the treasured novel that inspired the classic 1955 film starring Fred Astaire, the classic rags-to-riches tale of newfound love. This is at Kennedy Theater. Thursday through Sunday, May 17th through the 20th, Sleeping Beauty, Carolina Ballet. As always, once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, a beautiful princess was born, a princess destined by a terrible curse to prick her finger on an enchanted spindle and sleep for 100 years. With Tchaikovsky's music performed live and choreography by Robert Weiss, this Sleeping Beauty will thrill young and old alike and provide a happy ending to the Carolina Ballet's 20th anniversary season. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, May 18 and 19, A Hero's Life, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, conductor Grant Llewellyn closes the season with Strauss's monumental A Hero's Life, showcasing the great technical prowess among the symphony's musicians. It is contrasted with Schoenberg's Transfigured Night, an intimate work for chamber orchestra in the composer's early romantic style. This is at May Mandy Concert Hall, 8 o'clock each evening. Sunday, May 20th, Partnership with Youth, Triangle Brass Band, May Mandy Concert Hall at 4. Monday, May 21st, Nanjing Splendors. This is dance, music, opera, and acrobatic show, Fletcher Opera Theater at 7. Tuesday, May 22nd, is Bob Schieffer, North Carolina Museum of History Foundation Lecture Series. Schieffer is a beloved Washington insider who, as USA Today has said, has been on a first-name basis with key D.C. figures for decades. This is Fletcher Opera Theater at 7 o'clock. All right, American Tobacco's Back Porch Music on the Lawn. It expands with performances on the patios outside of Tyler's Tap Room, known as the Down Under, and Tobacco Road on the Home Run patio. There are 6 concerts for the season. Of course, one has already occurred. Organizers believe the patio concerts will allow a more intimate experience. Here's the lineup, May 24th, Crucial Fire, Down Under Patio, 6:30 to 8:30, and the rest of these are from 6 to 9. June 21st, Nikki Hall on the lawn. June 28th, Will Hoag on the lawn. August 23rd, Yarn Songs from the Road on the lawn. And then August 30th, Lily Hyatt also on the lawn from 6 to 9. Looking at events at some of the communities around the Triangle, Holly Springs Cultural Center, Saturday, May 12th, Route 55 Jazz Orchestra presents Jazz Goes to the Movies. Also coming up in May, Friday, May 18th, William Florian presents Those Were the Days. Former member of the new Christie Minstrels, Florian brings an upbeat musical journey of America's greatest songs of the 60s to the stage. Thursday, May 31st, and Friday and Saturday, June 1 and 2, Whose Life Is It Anyway? Presented by Stageworks Theater of Holly Springs, Claire Harrison, a successful sculptor, is paralyzed in a car accident and kept alive by support systems. Outwardly, she's cheerful and often very funny, but she's overwhelmed by the fact that she has lost control of her own life. As the play begins, she is coming to the decision that if she can't live as a woman, she doesn't want to exist as a medical achievement. All those events at Holly Springs Cultural Center. At the Clayton Center in Clayton, of course, box office number is 919-553-1737. Two events in May to go. Saturday, May 12th, Johnston County Chorale Spring Concert at 3 o'clock. Then Thursday, May 17th, David Miles. Like his trademark suit, David's music is timeless, from soulful contemporary pop crooners to delicate jazzy folk ditties, from down-home back porch roots tunes to infectious hip-hop earworms. This Juno Award winner's only artistic constants are his always-growing, shape-shifting songwriting and his exceptional ability to entertain. Tickets are $18 plus taxes and fees. Food Truck Thursdays are back at in Knightdale. These are at Knightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30, and dinner is from 6 to 8. The schedule for 2018, every Thursday through June, then July 19th and August 16th. Saturday, May 19th in Knightdale, Psyched About Bikes. This event will be held at Knightdale Station Park Amphitheater, 11 to 1. Activities include a bike rodeo, rack and ride bus demonstrations, bike inspection checks, and safety tips. Moving to Cary and the events there, May 11th, Lauren and Mark. This is the part of the, well, this is the last event on the schedule for the Marvelous Music Main Stage Concert Series. This is Friday night at 7:30, once again, May 11th, Lauren and Mark. Lauren and Mark continue to wow audiences around the globe with their world-class guitar show. The pair are known for their stunning original instrumentals, electrifying improvisation, beautiful renditions of classic melodies, and superb vocal duets. In Cary, Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. One Friday a month, the Bond Park Boathouse on High House Road plays host to musicians, food trucks, and after-hours boat rentals. The concerts run through October and are free. June 1st, it's the Garland Mason Band from 6 to 8. July 6th, Chris Overstreet, 6 to 8. August 3rd, Kaylin Robertson, 6 to 8. September 7th, Ed Stevenson from 5 to 7. And then August 5th, My Cousin Skinny from 4 to 7. The 2018 Starlight Concert Series is out with its lineup. Three concerts take place Friday evenings in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center. All right, Friday, May 18th, Polka Plus Band at 7. June 22nd, Celebration of Bluegrass starts at 6. Bryn Mawr at 7 on July 27th, then August 10th, it's Jam Rock at 7. All right, other events in Cary, Saturday, May 12th, Ritmo Latino, festival for the entire family, showcasing Latino music, dance, and visual arts, held at Town Hall Campus, noon to 6:30. May 19th, that's a Saturday, 7th Annual Wheels on Academy Car Show from 9 until 2. It's held in conjunction with the car show. There's a new event, Touch a Truck. It's a fun, interactive, family-friendly event that allows children and adults to see, touch, and safely explore their favorite trucks and heavy machinery, as well as meet the personnel who protect, serve, and build the Cary community. And, Cary Live at the new downtown park. This is on South Academy Street. It starts out on Saturday, June 30th, with the Brevet from 7 to 9. Goodnight's Comedy Club lineup. Of course, the club on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. May 10th through the 12th, it's Nate Bergetzi. Originally from Old Hickory, Tennessee, Nate is a stand-up comedian following in the entertainment business footsteps of his dad, a former clown turned world-class magician. He was one of the first comedians to perform on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon, following two appearances of Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. He has also appeared on Conan and was a recurring guest on At Midnight. May 18 and 19, it's Robert Kelly at Goodnight's Comedy Club. Biting, vulnerable, and altogether hilarious, Robert's honest take on life has made him a favorite of comedy fans around the country. Kelly starred as Louis C.K.'s brother Robbie on the hit show Louie, and has also appeared in Trainwreck, Marin, Benders, Nurse Jackie, and Inside Amy Schumer. May 25th through the 27th, it's D.L. Hughley. He's one of the most popular and highly recognized stand-up comedians on the road today. VIP tickets include preferred seating and a meet-and-greet. May 30th, Chingo Bling, rapper, actor, comedian, and social media phenom. Chingo is all of these things. Millions of fans already know him from his music parody albums and YouTube videos. May 31st through June 2nd, it's Dan Soder, one of stand-up's funniest up-and-coming comics. Dan has been featured on Conan, MTV2's Guy Code, and Showtime's Billions. Special note, you may want to research the type of material presented by a particular performer, just in case it's not what you and your family might enjoy. All shows are rated 18+. All right, switching gears a little bit, we're going to check out the listings for PNC Arena. Tickets there can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Coming up Saturday, May 12th, Cat Williams, the 1111 RNS World Tour. In this new arena tour, Williams is recharged and armed with a variety of engaging material that will have audiences bursting with laughter and continuing the conversation long after the lights come down. Ticket prices range from $52 to $125. Saturday, May 26th is Sugarland with Brandi Clark and Claire Bowen. This is the Still the Same tour. Since Sugarland's inception in 2002, the band has sold nearly 10 million albums domestically, earned 7 number one singles to date, and amassed over 260 million on-demand streams. That's Sugarland, Saturday, May 26th at PNC Arena. Tuesday, May 29th, it's SmackDown Live. Tuesday, June 5th, Journey and Def Leppard. Saturday, June 9th, the Ultimate Night of Love and Laughter. Thursday, June 14th, Hot Rod Power Tour, and that is at noon. Also in June, Friday the 22nd, Tim McGraw and Faith Hill, their Soul to Soul Tour. Saturday, July 28, Panic at the Disco. Wednesday through Sunday, August 15th through the 19th, Cirque du Soleil, their Crystal Show. Sunday, January 6th, Justin Timberlake's Man of the Woods Tour. Monday, January 28th, Metallica, Worldwide Tour. Have trouble with that one almost every week, don't I? Then on Tuesday, March 12th, it's Elton John and his Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. All right, moving on to the North Carolina Museum of Art. We have one canceled show, the Saturday, May 12th event with live music soiree. That has been canceled. Performance was scheduled for 6:15 again. The live music soiree and a late quartet has been canceled on Saturday, May 12th. May 13th, Symphony Winds. The woodwind quintet Symphony Winds performs the music of Czech composer Leos Janáček and North Carolina composer Charles Delaney. May 20th, at North Carolina Viol Consort. Both of those events are part of the Sights and Sounds concert series. Then the 2018 summer concerts, Friday, June 8th, First Aid Kit, Saturday, June 16th, Shovels and Rope, Saturday, June 23rd, Mandolin Orange, Thursday, July 12th, Lake Street Dive. Again, that's Lake Street Dive. July 14th through the 17th at the Museum of Art, Dana Rittenberg Dance Group. Several performances on those dates. Tickets purchased through the Duke University box office. And Saturday, July 28th, it's an evening with the Mavericks. Wednesday, August 1st, Father John Misty with special guest Jenny Lewis. Friday, August 3rd, a special evening with Kishibashi and Jake Shimabukuro. Saturday, August 4th, Paris Combo. Saturday, August 18th, Trombone Shorty's Voodoo Throwdown. All right, the Oak City Comedy Festival. And that, this is a first for this one as well. I talked about it last week. This is scheduled for May 22nd through the 26th, with shows taking place at several venues, including Goodnights, King's, Comedy Works, and Watson Ward. More than 100 performers will do stand-up, improv, and sketch shows at the festival created by Raleigh comedians Matt White, Sherry Diaz, and Vinny Valdivia. Three of the headline acts were familiar to North Carolina comedy fans. Andy Woodhull and Mike Mello can both call Goodnights their home club. And Jay Bliss won the 2017 North Carolina's Funniest Competition, which is held annually at Goodnights. Again, that's the Oak City Comedy Festival coming up May 22nd through the 26th. Taking a look at some of the concert venues around the state of North Carolina, the Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, May 11th, it's R. Kelly. Friday, May 18th, James Taylor with special guest Bonnie Raitt. May 23rd through June 3rd, Universal Circus. Saturday, June 2nd, Southeastern Rodeo Association Heritage Rodeo. Sunday, June 3rd, Gin Blossoms. Friday, June 8th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Saturday and Sunday, June 16 and 17, Paw Patrol Live. And Tuesday, June 19th, it is Paul Simon. At the Spectrum Center in Charlotte, Wednesday, May 16th, James Taylor and his all-star band and special guest Bonnie Raitt. Saturday, June 9th, Journey and Def Leppard. Monday, June 18th, Daryl Hall and John Oates, along with Train. And Friday, July 6th, it's Sam Smith, the Thrill of It All Tour. All right, the Six Sundays in Spring concert series back in Wake Forest, held Sundays through June 3rd. It's held at Joyner Park Amphitheater. Concerts run 5 to 7. Right now, the schedule is May 13th, the Sponge Tones, May 20th, Caribe Vibe. This is a Latin salsa show. May 27th, Melissa Reeves, Avant-Garde Rock. And June 3rd, John Brown Quartet, Classic Jazz. Durham Central Park Concert Series. These are held rain or shine for all ages, free and open to the public, Fridays from 6 until 8. Friday, June 15th, Laura Reed. Sunday, June 17th, Project 919 Band. June 22nd, that's a Friday, Aztec Sun. June 29th, Valerie June and Kamara Thomas. And then July 6th, Mamie's and Pappy's, along with Gemini, I guess. Okay. There are other dates. We'll get to those as we move along into the summer. All right, Duke University's Music in the Gardens, all concerts held at Sarah P. Duke Gardens on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock. June 13th, it's Dory Freeman. Freeman makes country music for the Modern South. June 20th, Lydia Lovelace, with a sound that Rolling Stone describes as an aching, lusty set of twang and sneer, wrapped in electric guitar swagger. Now, that's a mouthful and a half. June 27th, the Sadies, without doubt or qualification. The Sadies are one of this continent's greatest extant rock and roll bands. July 12th, Diale Siskoko and Kira Ba ecstatically explore the spiritual song stories and rhythms of Senegal's millennia-old Mandé culture. July 18th, it's Anna and Elizabeth. Then on July 25th, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Las Cafeteras, the sort of band the United States needs right now, according to them. And actually, that's about all that we have time for this week. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleredingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about the program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. Again, that's 919-832-5138. So long until next time.